Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
So, Sean Eldridge, I guess I want to talk to you about what we saw happen in Washington recently, and it's still happening, you know, in which there is this fierce partisanship that goes on. And, you know, get the president, get Boehner. I mean, what in the world do we do to ameliorate our politics? I'm just finishing a book on Harry Truman, in which, you know, he tried to do what was right as opposed to the political thing. How do we get that back if it ever really existed?
Well, I think the partisanship has gotten totally out of control. And I feel that most New Yorkers look at what's happening in Washington and it feels so disconnected from their reality. You know, people are running their small business or working on their farm or paying their bills and trying to make sure that their kids can have a good education and have an opportunity. And all we're seeing in Washington is bickering. So I'm frustrated, like a lot of people, that we're not focusing on those common sense things that can create jobs and create economic opportunity in our region. You know, unfortunately, I think right now in Washington, a small group of extremists, largely on the Republican side, have hijacked the political process and brought us to a point where we've shut down our government for the first time in a long time, ironically wasting billions and billions of dollars in the process. And I think that's a problem. I think we need new leadership. And I also think we need bipartisan leadership. You know, in my work on economic development, I helped grow more than a dozen small businesses through my investment fund, Hudson River Ventures. And the beauty of economic development and the need to create jobs, that's a bipartisan issue. I've worked with Republicans. I've worked with independents. I've built public-private partnerships. There's a lot of common sense things we can be doing. And I think if we focus on those, a lot of this partisanship should fall by the wayside.
You're obviously going to run against Chris Gibson, assuming you get the nomination. And what about his role in this mess that we've seen unfold in Washington?
Well, I was very disappointed to see Congressman Gibson stand with John Boehner and vote in the hours before the shutdown to support the shutdown. And then once we were in the shutdown and leading up to this fight over the debt limit, Congressman Gibson did not stand up and say that he would support a clean resolution. He did not stand up and say, let's stop this madness. Let's get back to work. Let's fund the government. Let's not threaten the good credit of our country and our economy. And let's go back to focusing on these common sense solutions. That's what I would have done. I would have supported a clean resolution. I would have supported avoiding the shutdown and the debt ceiling. And unfortunately, Congressman Gibson decided to stand with John Boehner and with his fellow extreme Republicans to shut down our government. Look, it's not helping anyone. You know, I'm afraid we're getting used to this cycle. We're getting used to this cycle of brinkmanship. But at the end of the day, we don't have to do this. It's a choice. We could be working on investing in our infrastructure. We could be working on tax reform. We could be working on research and development and creating, preparing our students and our workers for the new economy. And instead, we're choosing this brinkmanship. I think with new leadership in Washington, we can do better and we have to do better if we want things to change.
What do you make of the Tea Party control of the Republican Party that we witnessed?
I think it's been disastrous for our country. You know, I was saying earlier that there was a study that came out that since 2010, when the Tea Party took control of the House of Representatives, we've lost more than 2 million jobs in this country as a result of this brinkmanship and this uncertainty. And the irony of shutting down the government.
Just to be clear, let me make sure I get you right on that. Since the Tea Party's founding, basically, you're saying we lost 2 million jobs.
Yes, there was a study from a group called the Macroeconomic Advisors, just came out this month. And it said that since 2010, when this cycle of extreme brinkmanship and dysfunction has come to Washington at the same time as the Tea Party came to Washington, the United States has needlessly lost more than 2 million jobs. You know, look, we're coming out of this fragile economic recovery where we're right on the brink of being able to invest in the new economy and new jobs and make sure that unemployment goes down. And right in that moment, the Tea Party has decided to shut down the government and hurt middle-class families and hurt our economy in the process. I think it's un-American. I think it's unpatriotic. I think it's harming our citizens. And I think it's time for all of us to stand up and say, enough is enough. We need to head in a different direction.
What do you think about President Obama's leadership during the recent crisis?
Well, I think, you know, no one has been perfect. And I certainly wish that we'd been able to avoid a shutdown. But I think President Obama was correct in standing up to the Tea Party and saying, this is a dangerous precedent to set. If we agree that every 90 days or every few months, we're going to hold our economy hostage, hold the debt ceiling hostage, hold the good credit of our country hostage because a group of Tea Party Republicans don't agree with one piece of legislation, the Affordable Care Act. If we set that precedent, then we're going to let this cycle continue. And I think it's important to say, you know, we're not going to put our entire economy at risk and our entire government at risk just because a group of people don't agree with the Affordable Care Act. Let's work on the Affordable Care Act. There are some flaws. Let's make it better. Let's improve it. But it is not okay to shut down the government, to put millions of Americans out of work, and then to threaten the credit of our country and our the core of our economy because they don't agree on one piece of legislation.
Several people in the Republican Party have called for the president's impeachment, Sarah Palin among others. I'm wondering what you make of that.
Well, I think it shows how extreme it's become. It shows how extreme it's become. You know, they don't agree with the president on a handful of issues. And instead of saying, let's find common ground, instead of saying, where do we intersect? You know, Republicans claim to want to invest in infrastructure and tax reform and the new economy. And we could be doing those things. And the president wants to do it as well. And instead of saying, let's negotiate, let's come together, let's find that common ground, they're calling for impeachment. They're calling for shutting down the government. They're calling for threatening our debt ceiling. I think it's far too extreme. And I think if you talk to New Yorkers, talk to folks in New York 19 and across the country, that's not what people want. People want common sense. People want government to be working for us and not to be just focused on these partisan games that aren't helping anyone.
Mm-hmm. If you're sitting in the House of Representatives and in the minority, which could happen, and along comes an impeachment resolution, what would you do to fight it?
Well, I think, you know, whether you're in the minority or the majority, it's very important to stand up and speak out and use both the soapbox of being a member of Congress, but also the convening power to be heard and make sure that you're fighting for what your constituents want to see. So certainly I would oppose an impeachment resolution. But I do think that there's a lot of work that could be happening behind the scenes. You know, as I said earlier, I'm not going to be accepting corporate PAC money. I'm going to run a different kind of campaign and I'm going to govern in a different way. And I think if we have that kind of independence from big oil and big banks and big insurance, and even from our own party, then whether you're in the majority or the minority, I think you can get to work and you can listen to your constituents and focus on those common sense solutions that all of us would like to see.
Sean Eldridge, always a pleasure to have you here. Thanks so much for showing up.
Thanks so much for having me.